Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, to whom all blessings flow. Welcome to this place of restoration.
Welcome you to Restoration Place on the King James Radio Network. This is Corbett Thompson thanking you for stopping by once again this week at jamesisking.com. And yep, Restoration Place, a service of Restoration Christian Ministries out of North Brunswick, New Jersey. And of course, featuring pastors John and Darlene Bazemore. However, this week we have a guest speaker, and we've had a run of our guest speakers already this year, and this week it will be Reverend George Taylor making his first visit to Restoration, and the title of his message is Minor Position, Major Performance, meaning that you may have a minor position. You may have a position in life or at work or wherever that seems irrelevant or insignificant, but God put you there for a reason, and Reverend Taylor will go into that a little bit further. So without any further ado from me, here is Reverend George Taylor, Minor Position, Major Performance, on this edition of Restoration Place.
I've never heard anybody go to the doctor and praise the stethoscope. That's about all I am. You may be seated.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for being here for the very first time. You know, it's something when you know someone for a long time, and even though you don't speak to them for a while, as you start again, it's like you were
never there.
And that's how Pastor Bazemore and I have been. His mama beat me almost as much as she probably beat him. I thank God because we came up under preachers that taught us.
Yes, we did.
You know, I look at some of these gentlemen out here today, and I wonder what they're calling it. But, well, I grew up under Pastor Bragg.
Yes.
Anybody, well, you guys don't know him, but.
Why?
Anybody who was in first jurisdiction back in the day.
Back in the day.
You know, he was a loving man. He was tough.
Mm-hmm.
He was fair. But you couldn't embarrass him,
That's it.
No matter what you tried to do.
Amen.
And one of the things I loved about him is that he was a district superintendent, and he wouldn't let you embarrass his preachers.
That's right. That's right.
Some of us don't care about anybody else. And we used to have to do a thing in first jurisdiction where these pastors would stand up, and J.O. Patterson came in, and all of them had given an offering, but then some of them wanted to be special.
Come on.
And they're going to talk about the money they're going to give. And Elder Bragg said, well, you ain't said a word.
Preach.
And then he looked down at his pastors down below, and they passed by, and he's giving them $100 bills.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody was ever able to look at his wallet,
like you.
One of my friends said he was talking to Pastor Bragg one day, and he said, I'm going to give you the smallest bill that's in my wallet. And he gave him a $50 bill. And the wallet was not thin. So I said, you know, that's my pastor. He's that kind of a man. But we really need to get back to some of our root things. And how we serve the Lord. Now, I'm not worried about Restoration Christian Ministries, because I know who you are. But just in case I can make a point that he may have missed or was coming to, but I'm beating him to it.
Go ahead, preacher.
I want to preach today from, because see, I don't talk a long time. I can. I would scare some churches by saying I'm going to preach for 2 hours. And they knew I could. But I don't preach that long. Mm-hmm. And I never lie to you. Because I'll never say I won't be before you long, because I never know how long I'm going to be before you.
Mm-hmm.
It could be 5 minutes. It could be longer than 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I'm going to tell you. But we're going to 1 Kings, excuse me, 18th chapter, verses 1 through 6. Give you a chance to get there. Get this, amen.
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 And it came to pass, after many days, that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the 3rd year, saying, Go, show thyself unto Ahab,
mm-hmm.
and I will send rain upon the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria.
Yes.
And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. For it was so, when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets,
yes.
and had them by 50 in a cave,
mm-hmm.
and fed them bread and water.
Okay.
And Ahab said unto Obadiah, Go into the land, unto all the fountains of water, and unto all brooks.
Yeah.
Peradventure, or perhaps, we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts.
Mm-hmm.
So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself.
Yes, yes.
Now let me take for a subject,
minor position.
Major performance.
Mm, I like that.
All right. Now, the background is that the prophet Elijah had said to Ahab,
mm-hmm.
who was an evil king, and had even built an idol unto Baal for his wife Jezebel,
mm-hmm.
and he said to him that it would not rain on the land until he said so. And for that, he had to disappear. And now we're talking 3 years later.
Yes, yes.
And the Lord, see, I'm not going to go into the whole background. You have to read that for yourself. Go to chapter 17. You get it all.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said unto him, Okay, now it's time to go to Ahab.
Yes, yes.
But before he went, we're going to get a little other background story. Because there was a man called Obadiah.
Yes, yes.
Now this man, Obadiah, is not the prophet Obadiah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the governor of Ahab's house.
Mm-hmm.
That means he was in a position, but he wasn't in a great position.
Right, right.
He was more like, I guess, the head butler,
mm-hmm.
or whatever you might want to say today. But this man also feared the Lord.
Yes.
And when Jezebel, and we all know her spirit,
yes, Lord,
cut off the prophets of the Lord because she wanted to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is pre-Mount Carmel.
Yes, yes.
She wanted to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Obadiah took at least 100 and hid them himself.
Yes, yes.
Now, it was not an easy task to feed 100 men for 3.5 years. And I once asked somebody, where did the food come from?
Yes.
Because, you know, Ahab he was the king. So you know there was no want in his house.
Mm-hmm.
Obadiah was not the king, and he didn't have this stuff in his house.
Mm-hmm.
So I said that Obadiah showed some leadership qualities.
Yes, he did.
First of all, he got a focus on what he wanted to do.
Yes.
And he said these men need to be protected and they need to be fed.
Yes, yes.
So he covered them up and then fed them.
Yes.
And I said, now where did he get it? He took it out the king's kitchen.
Come on.
The king,
yeah.
even when he talked to him about going to the land and trying to find water, he was not talking about saving the people.
Uh-huh.
He was talking about saving horses and mules.
Yes, yes.
So where was his concern for those folks who had nothing because there was a famine? Uh-huh. Now, you may not be eating, but he was eating all he wanted to.
Yes. Yes.
You may not be drinking, but he could drink water every day, all day long, and whatever else he drank.
Mm-hmm.
But Obadiah had to come up with a plan. He had to think outside of the box to maintain these men for these 3.5 years.
Oh my God.
Now, I did the quick calculation some time ago, and I said that even if he fed them once per day for 3.5 years, he'd have to feed them 127,750 times.
My God.
Now, that's not an easy task. You got to get out and go feed them.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I said he has to be doing it at night.
Mm-hmm.
He has to do it when everybody's asleep.
Yes, yes,
because if he try to roll the wagon out, because you know he's carrying enough for 100 men,
right.
He try to roll the wagon out and go give them what they were going to give them. Somebody's going to make a question about where are you going with this food and water. So he had to think about a way to get it done without anybody knowing it was getting done. So when he did this and he fed them every day, God watched over him. There's no statement about him ever being questioned. No one even missed it. Now, you know, you got plenty. When somebody can take enough food out of your house to feed folks for 3.5 years and you don't miss them. You can't go in my refrigerator, feed yourself for 2 days without me knowing something going on. But he went out and he did this for the Lord.
Yes.
He didn't do it because he wanted recognition.
Uh-huh.
He didn't do it because he said, this will make me great.
Yes.
He did it because the Lord told him to.
Yes.
We are missing the point today. We don't listen to the Lord anymore.
My God.
Too many times, we got to try to figure stuff out for ourselves. As an example, we were coming down here with the accident on the road.
Yes.
We got behind a mail truck. Because I said, oh, well, the mailman know where he's going. So we followed him. He wound up in a dead spot. And he had to turn around, so did I.
All right.
I said, well, Lord, I ain't following him anymore. I said, let me ask you, what do I do to get to the church on time?
Hallelujah.
Because I promised Pastor Bazemore I'd be here on time. And I didn't want to show up
late, 5 minutes late
and him have to beat me about it. Y'all don't know about that kind of stuff. But when the Lord told me what to do, we got around and came up Finnegan's Lane. I looked at my clock.
Uh-huh.
I said, it's 10:40.
Okay.
And I said, the church is over there.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm going to tell you something else. I love my wife.
Yes.
That's got nothing to do with Obadiah. I love my wife because yesterday she said, we need to make a trial run. To find out where the service is going to be. And I was like, well, you know, I used to work there. Was that the verse? Tarzan, no, it's Tarzan. Tarzan, do not know. Tarzan, go. So we came down. I put the wrong address in the GPS. So when it said, you've arrived at your destination, I said, where? Because I'm looking at an open field. And I said, I don't see Comfort Suites over there. So I said, well, let's drive a little further.
Uh-huh.
And we came on down. And then she said, there it is on the left.
Okay.
I said, oh, okay. And we came around, pulled up in the driveway, made sure that this was a good place. And then we went on back home.
All right.
So when we came out this morning, I didn't need the GPS to confuse me.
Come on.
I went the way the Lord told me to go to get here.
Yes.
And that's all Obadiah did.
Yes.
I know when when the Lord told him this,
yes.
Obadiah had to have a question.
Yes.
How? Where, how, and what do I do
yes.
to take care of these men?
Come on, come on.
And the Lord gave him the prescription. He gave him the way to get it done. He gave him the outline that he needed.
Yes.
And when he did that, everything worked out fine.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, when Obadiah went out into the land by himself,
uh-huh.
he ran into Elijah. And now he spoke with Elijah about what was happening.
Yes, yes.
And he said, now I found you. If you don't show up, Ahab is going to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so please, you say you're going to see him? See him. Because if he asks me, I got to tell him that I saw you. And Elijah just gave him the confidence to know,
mm-hmm.
I'm here to see the king.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Obadiah's position gave him no authority to do the things that he did. But Abraham's performance comes from the Lord. Now, many of us today, not me anymore, have to go to work every day. Or you're going to school. Or you're going somewhere every day. And we don't think that we are doing anything. We don't think that we have the authority to do something. We don't believe that persons are going to listen to us. We feel that we're in such a minor position that nobody cares about our thoughts. I used to work in Verizon, and I brought the handkerchief in case I perspired. But the towel, because I know I'm about to sweat. I used to work in Verizon as a sales mentor.
Uh-huh.
And when I went in there, most people didn't want me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I'm the kind of guy that says, what?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want me.
Yeah.
I'm a friendly guy.
Yeah.
But, you know, I walked around and they made me go to some people and they had to take me. But then others found out my personality
mm-hmm.
and that I wasn't there to spy on them because, you
yeah.
know, they thought everybody was there to spy
yeah.
on them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they said, are you learning my job? I looked at their job and said, I don't want your job.
Oh, that's right.
I got to do all that. I said, no. I talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't figure out stuff because
right.
I'm not good at that.
Yeah.
So when I went into a place that was hostile.
Mm-hmm.
But when I left, everything was fine.
Hallelujah.
They were upset
mm-hmm.
that office manager wanted me out.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted me out because I didn't want to do what she told me to do.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's not my job.
Exactly.
And I'm going to follow the job that I have
yes.
according to the company
mm-hmm.
and according to my leading by the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And mine was to work with the people.
Yes.
Now, most people, when you lost your job at one spot, you were done.
Mm-hmm.
You were out.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord said, I'm putting you in another building.
My God.
So I went from the Bronx
all
to
right.
Brooklyn.
Come on.
I don't know if that's an upgrade. But I was around the corner from Junior's.
All right.
That was an upgrade for me. And when I went in there, it was worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had two persons who did my job and made them and belittled them.
Mm.
Acted like they didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
So when I came in, they thought I was going to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God, the Lord said, you're not that stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So I told them, I'm not that stupid.
Yeah.
Lord told me, I told them.
Yeah.
And when I went around working with folks, you know what? It was John knows that this kind of stuff happens. And
mm-hmm.
if you haven't experienced it, then you need to work on yourself some more.
Yeah.
Because I was walking around the second day that I was there after I had these meetings with everybody, and I was walking down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody stopped me and said, are you a Christian? And I'm like, what? I said, there's no cross hanging
yeah,
around my neck. You know, I'm dressed the same way you are.
Yeah.
I'm just walking as I walk.
Yes.
You know, I don't know what the Christian walk is anyway.
Yes.
But I was just walking because I was
yes.
limping.
Uh-huh.
But I was, and I had to say yes. I said, yes, I am. And it's like, I believe that that made a lot of them comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't come in there preaching at them.
Yeah.
I came in there working with
them.
Yeah. And they understood that to be the Christian way.
Yeah.
Well, 2 days later, somebody said, well, are you a preacher? I said, I ain't preached the word. I've only talked to y'all about sales.
Yeah.
I haven't said anything about scripture.
Yeah.
But they knew who I was because God let them know who I was. When I was a substitute teacher in a high school, the thugs used to come into the class and tell everybody else, y'all gonna listen to Reverend Taylor today. I said, you need to listen to Reverend Taylor. You're going to be the hard head or no? But they knew. And so it's this kind of thing for Obadiah. He wasn't in any position that he had to tell somebody what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He just lived a life.
Yes.
And when we live the life, something's going to happen.
Yes.
When I pray in the morning, often I say, Lord, when I go outside, I said, let me be the mirror that reflects you to other people.
Amen.
Not by what I say, but just because of who I am. I said, you need to show them the way.
Amen.
And there have been times when we've affected folks and didn't even know it. I used to work in probation. And them children were rough. But when I left, I said to the Lord, you know how you sometimes say, well, Lord, I worked at this job for 8.5 years, and I don't really know what's happened. That week that I was getting ready to leave, the Lord started sending some of my old probationers, guys that I had in the beginning, who were rough and tough and didn't ask me to pray for them. Oh, Mr. Taylor, I'm a deacon in my church.
Amen.
I got a wife and 3 kids and 3 jobs. I said, God bless you. I said, go ahead. Another one, you know, he's in ministry. You go around and they're doing something different. Not because I told them to, but because of who I am in the Lord.
Yeah.
My position was minor, but my performance was major.
Yeah.
You can't let something back you down. That's the problem with a lot of Christians.
Mm-hmm.
We back up because we don't want anybody to think we're trying to be better than them.
Mm-hmm.
I said, baby, I ain't better. I'm just different.
Amen.
I said, because God has changed me from what I was to who I am.
Amen.
But you really don't want to know what I used to be like.
Come on. My God.
So, some bloods were threatening my daughter. Because her boyfriend, well, I'm not going to go into the whole thing, but there was a murder, and they got involved.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter wasn't directly involved. But the police asked her stuff, and she was trying to avoid it. I said, babe, you got to go back and tell them the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because that don't make any sense. So now, these bloods were threatening the boyfriend and her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm working in a high school.
Mm-hmm.
I went up to the biggest blood in the school. 6'4", 280 pounds, defensive end on the football team. And I told him, if anything, you know how we daddies are. If anything happens to my daughter, I said, I'm coming for you. I don't care who do it, I'm coming for you. And I said, I'm not coming as Reverend Taylor. I'm not coming as Mr. Taylor. I'm coming as Daddy Taylor. And I will whoop your...
Yes, Lord.
He said, Mr. Taylor, don't worry about it. I'll put the word out. I said, you better.
Amen.
I said, because your life depends on it.
Amen.
One guy wanted to attack me. The vice principal grabbed me because he was a teacher when I was a student. And he said, you don't want to hit that man. He said, because if you hit that man, he don't care about this job. You will be hurt. He said, you will go to the hospital with some broken bones, and he'll go home. The boy looked at me. He looked at me. He didn't know because I was planning it, John.
I know that's right.
I said, which bone am I going to break first?
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. But you see, you might be in a minor position.
Uh-huh.
But when your performance of time comes, you've got to be major.
Come on, come on.
So don't let anybody slow you down because they talk about who you are.
Yes.
Oh, you ain't nobody.
Yes.
Well, no, I'm not anybody, but my Father is the only body you need to know.
Yes.
When we go through stuff, we don't go through it alone.
Right.
When we go through those times, oh, Lord, it feels like I'm just by myself. And I think about the footprints. When they talk about that, that thing with footprints.
Yes.
And it said there were two sets.
Uh-huh.
Then there was one set.
Oh, God.
And the person said, why did you leave me? And the Lord said, I didn't leave you.
Yes.
When you saw only one set of footprints, I was carrying you.
Yes. Yes.
We've got to keep this in mind.
Yes.
God will never forsake you.
Yes.
He said in the word, I will never leave you. And we look at this thing with Obadiah. And we see this man has done the work of the Lord. And he still, there's nothing there that says he was given a medal or any special honor or anything for what he did. But I know one thing. The Lord took care of him.
Yes.
Oh, he didn't have to raise up in anything, he just knew that from there on in, the Lord takes care of him. Just like you, wherever you go. Don't worry about what people say.
That's right.
Don't worry about what they do. Because they have no power at all over you.
Yes.
Satan keeps making pretend. And we keep falling for it.
Yes.
Like he can stop us.
Uh-huh.
But let me tell you something. The word already told you that you step on his head.
Amen.
You don't back up off of Satan.
I know that's right.
Satan backs off on you.
Yes.
You submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Yes.
You don't flee from the devil.
Yes.
You stand up and let him know, I may not be the bishop of the state.
Right.
I may not be even the pastor of the church.
Yes.
But one thing that I am, I am a child of God.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you are encouraged by God's Word and will tune in next time to this station for our Sunday service at Restoration Christian Ministries. Stay encouraged and have a blessed week.